Hello and welcome to the second episode of NGP or New Game Plus, the gaming union feature where it's treated similar to a book club, but instead of reading books, we play games. The game that we are actually playing this time around is The Legend of Zelda for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Today, we have Mike.
Hello.
Melissa.
Hi.
And I am Behan. So, the third week of NGP, how's everyone going?
Well, the sixth dungeon was really, really, but really hard.
Oh boy, yeah.
Those damn wizard robes or whatever.
Yeah, that's probably the main theme of week three.
Mm-hmm.
The bloody wizard robes. Especially the blue ones.
I don't know. I didn't think that I had a problem with them. It was the orange ones that gave me a problem because they kept disappearing, and then when they would appear and you didn't block, it just hurt so badly.
Yeah. I'm talking more about when you have to attack them, because you have the magic sword, you can kill the orange wizrobes with one hit. Where with the blue ones, it takes, I think it's like two or three.
With the magic sword, I think it takes like two or three, yeah.
Yeah, so it's
they're still kind of annoying.
And I don't have the magic sword yet.
You still don't have the magic sword?
Oh, come
no.
on.
Yeah, you probably should look into that sometime soon.
I bought the magical shield, so... Yeah,
that's actually, if you don't have that or the blue ring,
I have both.
You're probably walking into a suicide.
I don't have the blue ring yet.
You don't have the blue ring yet?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't have enough for it. I just spent 100 in that dang dungeon.
Yeah, you should, before, I highly recommend that you actually save up.
Okay.
250 rupees and go and get that blue ring, because you will probably need it.
I forgot where to get it, though. Is it a hidden place?
So
I'm not sure if I uncovered it yet.
It is hidden, but it's relatively easy to find. Oh,
it's not to the west from the lake, I think.
West from the lake?
Yeah. There's like a section where there's six... statues. It's the top middle of the six statues, and you just move it from the top, and he moves around and leaves open a staircase for you to walk in. That's where the shop is.
Okay.
But it's relatively easy to find, but yeah. So basically talked about Dungeon 6, but really, Dungeon 6 was more than just wizrobes. It actually got me confused. I was running around a lot, trying to find out where to go and where to find the item for that dungeon. I don't know about you guys, but I was running around aimlessly.
Really?
It's really annoying, yeah.
I don't think I had any problems finding it, but I can't remember right now. I mean, the 7th dungeon itself was a lot harder than the 6th when it comes to finding items and the path you need to take.
Oh, yeah. The 7th one, you had to, like, bomb a whole bunch of walls.
I think I've wasted, like, 50 bombs just trying to open all walls.
Yeah, that is... If you don't follow a guide, then you will be using a lot of bombs.
I don't know if it's just me, but what are those, like, little squiggly ball things that hit you? Is it just me, or when they hit you, you can't use your sword for a second?
Yeah, I figured what the name of
I think
them
my
are,
guide said they were, like, baubles or something.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. The thing about those is they actually do not deal any damage to you.
Oh, yeah. They just yeah. make you unable to use your sword.
Yeah, so...
That's really annoying.
Yeah, it really is. But, the item for Dungeon 6, that wand kind of thing, you can still use items. So, if you have that wand, or whatever it's called, you can still attack even though you can't use your sword.
Yeah.
Exactly, since it's and, a secondary item, right?
Yeah, your secondary item. So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. That wand is, I think it's similar attack damage to the white sword.
Mm-hmm.
So, you can sort of figure out from there how many times you need to attack the enemy to kill them.
Yep.
But yeah, it was rather annoying. You are 100% correct. The
bubbles or something.
Bubble, yeah. Yeah, bubbles actually led me to dying a few times in Dungeon 6 when they were in the same room as the blue whiz robes.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Oh boy, that was a nightmare. Anyway, how about you guys? What are your thoughts other than the whiz robes for Dungeon 6?
Really annoying. Not even the bombs would work. I mean, I left the bombs and then they just disappeared, and I was like,
I don't like how many hearts bombs. Do you lose when they hit you? Like 3? It looked like a lot.
I think it's 1 heart, but really? you don't have the blue rings, so it's double.
That's why I suck.
I think if my memory serves me correct, if you walk up to them mm-hmm. and get hit, I think that's one heart if you use the blue ring, or 2 hearts if you're not. Or if you get attacked by them, I think it's 2.
Mm-hmm.
2 heart pieces or 4 heart pieces if you're not using the blue ring.
Oh, ouch. That explains it. Ow.
Yeah, so they have different attack to... different damage, yeah. Whatever it is. Yeah. They're pretty annoying. And this is going for both whiz robes. Mm-hmm. Unless my memory is gone really bad and then someone comments on the podcast and go, "No, you're wrong." Yeah. Yeah, really annoying. What about the boss. infamous dungeon? Oh yes, the boss.
The boss.
Oh best, my god.
What's the deal about this boss? I mean, I used the
What's the deal sword. With both the bosses in this thing? You know?
Oh my god.
No, I mean, I use the beam sword. When he opens its eye, it doesn't do any damage. But if I use the arrow, it dies. What's the sense in all this?
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
I think it's just the
I don't know what it was, but I had a problem with that stupid dragon with the 3 heads than the final actual boss in the thing.
Yes, yes.
I hated that thing. What was the deal? And I kept, like, putting a save point, like, right before that. And, like, yeah. I would only have 2 hearts, so I was like, damn it, just keep... shooting it and dying when it wouldn't, and I was like, why is this so hard? I've defeated this thing before.
Yeah,
I
it's
don't
actually...
understand.
But are we talking about the dragon from the 7th dungeon?
No, it's no, the from 6th the 6th. There's a sub-boss.
Oh.
Or mini-boss, I guess. Which is actually more difficult than the actual boss.
The three-headed dragon, I know.
Yeah.
It was really annoying.
That was annoying.
Yeah, it was actually more difficult than the first time it came around.
Yeah.
Which is really annoying because later on there is a boss which is exactly the same from the first time that you encounter it, but we will leave that till just a few more minutes. But yeah, that was that was relatively annoying. You sometimes wonder why Nintendo do the things they do.
I mean, the mini boss is really hard, while the boss itself is relatively
so
easy.
It's like, oh, I gotta throw some balls. Ooh, oh, open my eye. Pew, up and dead.
Oh boy. But if you didn't have arrows at this moment in time, then you would probably have a bit more trouble than...
Like, is there any way to even defeat it without the arrows?
I think it's impossible. I mean, I used the beam sword like 2 times on his eye, and he didn't die.
It didn't work.
I'm not too sure, to be honest.
I think it's just the arrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about that. That's actually a really good question. Should go back and give it a go. with Goma, that's the name of the boss. Funny tidbit. People that have played Ocarina of Time, Goma is a descendant of. I'm not sure if it's a exact descendant or something, but it is of Queen Goma. From the Ocarina of Time.
But he looks like a crab.
A crab? Looks like a spider.
Doesn't he look like a crab?
Sort of looks like a crab in Ocarina of Time as well.
The thing looked like a spider in Ocarina.
But Goma looks like
a crab.
No, it doesn't. It looks like a spider.
I don't know, with its eye open, it looks like a spider, but with its eye closed, it kind of looks like a crab. I don't know.
It's weird.
Either way, they both look very,
the same.
Ugly. Freaky.
And ugly.
Freaky, that's the one. They both look freaky, but, it's something that Mike just pointed out, if you, oh no, sorry, not Mike, Melissa, when the eye opens, or probably Mike too. I just woke up, right? I just woke up. when the eye opens, then you inflict damage, which is the same as in the Ocarina of Time. When the eye opens, then you.
Except that wasn't a weakling.
Huh? Yeah, that wasn't a weakling. unless if you use the Duke sticks. Deku sticks, then you can kill it in like 2 hits, which is relatively easy. Mm-hmm. But I digress. Yes. Dungeon 7. Okay. How long did it take you guys to figure it out?
Me that long. I had a guide, so... Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wasted like 50 bombs. In every corner, in every room.
What about finding the actual dungeon? Like, knowing to
use the
flute?
Because I knew which one it was, because I saw there was a pond that didn't have any fairies in it.
Oh,
yeah,
so
exactly. It's the tip from the old man. It said to search for the place where no fairies live. So I had been there many times, so I knew where it was.
Yep. Oh, well, that's awesome. It took me a while to figure it out. Like the first time I played it, this is going back years ago. And I was running around, and this was before guides as well.
Yeah.
And I was going, oh, where the hell am I going to run? And I'm just running around. But
it just felt like in this dungeon, you didn't have to defeat a whole bunch of stuff because you could just bomb the walls. You know?
Yeah.
You like
this was the This was the dungeon of the bombings.
Yeah, you, like, skip the rhino dudes, and I think I might have skipped that spinny disc thing. I defeated the first one, but I don't think I defeated the other one, because I just whisked through or something.
What was it? It was even harder this time. It was three.
It wasn't too bad.
Huh?
It wasn't too bad.
Well, but the boss itself, the first time around, was just one. This time, when you use the flute, it appears three enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. Yes, you're right, but yeah. The first time that you encounter it, it does only once.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second time you encounter
it. It was in there two times, though.
Yeah.
But I didn't defeat
that one was, of them. That was highly annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I... Because I started attacking them, then I just see that, you really don't need to.
It's in here three times? What? Okay.
What? Is it three times?
Yeah, seriously, really? Is in here three times. I guess maybe we didn't catch one of them or something?
I probably,
Because I skipped over one.
I probably skipped through a large portion of the dungeon.
Yeah.
I checked every room, so I had to kill them to get more bombs and keys.
Once I found the red candle, which took me a long time.
Oof. Did you ever get those, what are those, I don't know what they're called, the blue and the red guys? I don't even know what they're called.
The boomerang guys.
Yeah, the boomerang guys. Would they ever get stuck in the middle where the stairs are where you're supposed to go get the red candle?
That's actually a good question. I've never experienced it, but
I had that problem, but I used the magic wand, so
yeah, same.
It was easy. I didn't use the sword anymore. I just used the magic wand.
It feels so cheap that we have the magic wand now, because before you couldn't use the projectile attack unless you had full hearts, but now you just have the magic wand and you can use it whenever you want.
Yeah.
it's even more powerful.
Oh yeah.
Well, you should look into getting the magic sword. Then you'll realize how much more powerful it is over the magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll get it in the next section.
Yeah. Well, the last section you'll definitely need it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you want to get through the game with a bit more comfort than if you had the wooden sword or the white sword.
Yeah, I think I'd be concerned if you still had the wooden sword.
I would actually commend the person that actually finishes the game with the wooden sword. That'd be really tough.
Yeah.
Because I've seen playthroughs, not playthroughs, speed runs of a three heart.
Ooh.
No.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You can just avoid the heart containers?
Well, you can just avoid it. Like, the hardest one is the first boss, because it's sort of wedged in between the pathway to go to get the piece of the Triforce. But if you run through the enemy and then just face the back of it and then keep on attacking, it just won't attack you, so you bypass that heart container and you basically can play through the entire game without collecting one single heart container and finish the game with a wooden sword.
Wow.
It's really, really impressive to see that happen, but yeah. Pretty cool.
Well, at
least
in this dungeon, the enemies were a lot easier compared to the Wiz Robes.
Oh my god, anything is easier compared to the Wiz Robes.
Yeah.
They were just super annoying.
Yeah, basically, Dungeon 6 is about surviving, Dungeon 7 is about finding your way.
All I can say is, get ready for the very last dungeon, Death Mountain. Carl, you will have fun. You will have fun.
Oh boy!
I'm excited. I wonder if you're saying if you're saying the truth or just being sarcastic.
Well.
Did anyone else get caught by the owl's hands on accident?
I did.
Oh, I didn't.
I did. What?
Did I send you back to the start
of
the dungeon?
Yeah, I did.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I had my save point, so I could just reload it.
Cheating.
I think I'd be doomed if I was playing this on NES.
I'm playing that version.
Oh, good on you. I'm playing the version on the Wii, so I really can't save. So when I bugger up, I bugger up, and I have to go back to the start of that dungeon and play it all over again.
Ouch.
Yeah. Did anyone else get the bomb upgrades before the one in here? In
no.
Level
oh,
7?
God.
Because I never got any of them before this one.
Where did you get the bomb upgrade?
It's inside the 7th dungeon.
Mm-hmm. There's supposed to be, like, another one or something. I don't know where it is, though. So.
Oh. I have no idea.
Because, like, I saw a guy and the person had, like, 16 bombs.
Okay. I personally have no idea where the upgrades were. Well, I don't know where the last one is, but I figured out where the one to get 12 bombs is. Which actually led me on a wild goose chase of, farming a lot of rupees for the, for the, magic shield, which I lost after getting attacked by the Lyclac. Yeah, that happened sometimes.
I think I probably lost it, but since I had my save stuff, I got it back, but yeah.
Yeah. Sorry?
Did anyone find the secret room with the rupees in the 7th dungeon?
No, I didn't.
It is...
There's... I think it's the... It's not shown on the map. It's a secret room.
You have to bomb the wall after the one... The one up from the... Yeah, where the map is.
On the top left. It's not shown on the map.
Yeah.
It's got like 10
there's
rupees,
a small space where there's like nothing there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll have to go back. What? How many rupees do you get?
Like I think 10? It's
10. Oh, well.
It's not really worth it.
It's not really worth it.
Like, it's
but
worth
that's
it
still...
at the point because you just lost like a whole bunch of rupees, but you know.
Yeah.
And just to say, it's a secret room. Take 10 rupees.
That's alright. Yeah, I'm not too fussed about 10 rupees.
Nah.
I know there are secret rupee locations where there is...
You can get a lot more than that.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's like 20, 50, and 100. Yeah, it's a bit OP, but it's still pretty cool. Like, you can actually farm or go to the secret rupee locations and collect them all and get the blue ring before you even go into the first dungeon, which makes the first dungeon just a cakewalk. And it's like I've done it before when I played with a playthrough like ages ago, and I managed to get through the first two dungeons without effectively taking any damage because the blue ring would just be so ridiculous.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Cakewalk was the 7th dungeon boss. That is a cakewalk.
Which, a bit of trivia.
I just used the magic wand on that thing, and it took like
two hits.
Literally. Exactly.
What dungeon was that boss from?
First dungeon.
The first one?
Exactly. And he had the same amount of damage to deal than the first time. So you could effectively kill him if you attacked.
I felt
the
like it took two
like
hits
twice. Yeah, two hits, and then that was it.
It was dumb.
And I had the magic shield, so none of his attacks were useful.
Yeah, I just hit him
with
the magic wand.
I think the fireballs were faster this time, though.
Probably. I don't. Couldn't I really, tell. I really couldn't tell. Yeah.
Defeated it too fast.
Yeah, me and my late skills.
I thought that those, I don't know what they're called, but they were only shooting fireballs, and that's all you could see.
Yeah.
Those were so easy. What's the deal with that?
I don't know, but there are things in this game that it's like really easy or just ridiculously hard. There's never like a difficulty in the middle. Like, there's no like, oh, this is sort of okay. It's like really hard or really easy. But then once you get all the upgrades, then the game just turns really easy, except for the whiz robes. They still annoy me.
That's the way to work on the other enemies.
Sorry?
Does the bait work on other enemies?
No.
No.
Isn't it just really used to get past that one room in this dungeon?
Yeah.
And then it disappears.
Well, the bait can be used, but it's sort of like a quick diversion. Mm-hmm. So if you put it to like the corner of the room, all the enemies will go near, but I'm not sure how long they'll be there, so...
I don't think it works on all enemies, though. It doesn't seem...
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've never tried it ever, so I'm not too sure myself, but from what I've seen on playthroughs and speedruns and stuff like that, yeah, it's sort of like a very quick diversion, but it's not really that effective.
Mm-hmm. So it's useless. Not worth basically. A
rupee. Yeah, well, it was worth 60 rupees. I think that's the cheapest that I found it. There was one when the store where the blue ring is found, and it was 90 rupees there.
Jeez.
But yeah, I found it running through a shop. And it was 60, so I thought I'd get it from there. My memory is sort of drawing a blank right now because I just woke up like an hour ago. So, yeah, I'm not too sure exactly where it is, but off the top of my head. But, yeah, 60 rupees was the cheapest that I found it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, any final thoughts on Dungeon 7?
Well, all said and done, I think.
All said and done? All said and done. Okay.
Not too bad time.
Yeah. Well, not too
bad. The boss could be harder, just that.
It could have been spewing fireballs, and there was no way to dodge them or anything, you know? Could have just thrown that at you.
And have more health.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess when I look back at it, it was more of like a coffee break kind of thing. Like, you got through this very hard thing, and here is this easy dungeon.
Here's an easy thing.
Yeah, here's just something easy to, you know, give you a bit of a confidence boost, I guess.
it made it even more easier, because I was getting the fairies all the time. Those fairies that restored the 3 heart containers.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
I was getting, like, one or two every room or so.
Wow. You're very lucky. I only got a few in the whole dungeon.
I was lucky in the most, how should I say, the most easy dungeon so far. In terms of enemies.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Just wait till the next episode. Then your thoughts about Death Mountain will be they will be very interesting and very entertaining for our listeners.
Oh boy,
it's gonna be good. I personally cannot wait to have all the posts in the thread. Just complaining about the very last dungeon. It's gonna be good. That's all I can say so far. but I digress. We will leave that till next week. To roll things along, we will go into the community section, where we talk about some of the posts that were mentioned in the thread. And this week we have two, both by Waldolang Schnitzeldong, which is still by far the best username of all time.
And the most harder to pronounce.
Dude, where did you get that from?
That is, yeah. You should let us know where you got that from, because that is pretty freaking awesome. Like, just go around like, what's your username? Oh, just Waldo Lang Schnitzeldong. Just, you know, that's how I roll. But, yeah, the first post we'll talk from him is Mike. Can you start us off?
Okay. Waldo said, I played a bit of Dungeon 6 and got my ass kicked numerous times. I have to say, the fact that when you die, you start with only 3 hearts is really starting to get on my nerves. I suspect that by the time we're finished, I'll be hating this game. Nevertheless, onward and upwards. Does anyone have a good strategy for the blue wizards that doesn't involve just tanking them and losing most of my health? No. I have to say, there's no real strategy to beat the blue wizards. It's just charging in and hope luck is on your side. At least that's for me.
Well, yeah. There are, yeah, there's no real set strategy that I've figured out personally.
I think I find it easy if you just catch them from behind, you know.
Yeah, but the blue wizards just don't stand still, unlike the yellow ones. it's harder. And they jump, at least in the version I played.
The, what was it? The Tektites. They also jump
what
around.
What are those?
Okay, when you first start off.
Yeah.
You walk right to 2 screens.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those things that jump around.
Oh, okay.
Those things, they are ridiculously,
annoying.
Yeah. But, yeah, I digress with that. Okay, well, to follow up on that post, Mike actually posted saying, I'm kind of curious, what method did everyone use to kill the wizards, especially the blue ones? They deal a lot of damage, and their attacks are sometimes really hard to dodge, where... Waldo replied with, I'm stuck with my technique of running in guns blazing, so to speak. Don't worry.
Lose half
which,
of your health.
Which didn't work so well to start, but once you get the magic sword, they die fairly quickly. Yeah.
I need the magic sword.
You really need the magic sword.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I basically did the same thing, Waldo, but I had a bit of a tiny strategy where once I got my magic shield back after getting it sucked up by the Lyclax, I went in and I was playing a bit of a waiting game, so to speak, where I would wait for them to attack. Then once they did attack, I would jump in or run in and then attack them and then pray for the best that that they were still in that location and didn't teleport. But once I attacked them, then I would run back to give myself some breathing space. And then do that method over and over again. Which is not the most effective, but that made me save a lot of damage. being dealt to me. So, yeah. What about your methods? We'll start off with Mike. Did you have any sort of holy grail to killing the whiz ropes?
Not really. Just the same strategy as Waldo's. Just charging and blazing.
Just get lucky.
Hope. Exactly. But this dungeon forced me to use the guide to find all the heart containers. So I have 14 at the moment.
Ah, okay. So you definitely have no excuse for getting the magic sword now.
Yeah.
But I didn't use it,
so yeah, I could have gotten it before.
You could have, yeah. Well, to inform the audience, regarding the white sword, if you have 12 or more heart pieces or hearts, then you are able to get the magic sword after you get the bracelet or the power bracelet from the location just east of what's that place?
Which one?
Oh god.
The Last Words or something?
Sorry, my mind is just drawing blanks now. The graveyard.
Yeah. But you gotta go through the Last Words first.
Yeah, you have to get the power bracelet first before you go to the graveyard.
Really? Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I managed to go to the graveyard, but I don't have the power bracelet yet.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
And how did you survive all those attacks without it?
From the ghosts.
Yeah, from the ghosts. Not from the ghosts, from the whiz robes.
Yeah, from the whiz robes.
How much did you take from them without the power bracelet?
One heart, one and a half, I think.
Oh, because you have the magic bracelet, don't you?
Blue ring, you mean.
Blue ring.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I have no idea where can I get the power bracelet.
I'll actually show you where it is later on. It'll be very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll actually make a post in the week three thread with the location where to get the power bracelet and then where to get the white sword, just as a bit of a heads up for people that are having a little bit of trouble. Makes life a little bit easier.
I thought the power bracelet was an item that you needed in order to find the dungeon 6, but after a while, I found out that the power bracelet just gives you a shortcut, nothing more.
Yeah, it's just a shortcut. Instead of having to go around a lot, traveling and stuff, you can just turn right and then you're basically at dungeon 6, which is pretty cool. It's sort of like a warp zone from Super Mario, where you have three locations you can go, but the difference is this time around you have no idea where they are unless you travel to the location yourself. So yeah. Anyway. I think that wraps up episode 2 of our NGP series for season 5. Any last thoughts, comments you'd like to make?
Can't wait. Anyone? For the last section.
Can't wait. It's going to be tough, I hear.
It's going to be tough, but it's going to be fun. Well, it's going to be fun for me because I know what to do. But
you do. We don't.
I actually cannot wait for all the posts to start
the
coming.
Raging.
In. The raging will. This will be the
rage
wake of the raging.
Right at the end.
Oh my god. Oh boy, it's gonna be good. I I'm personally looking forward to it. I might get some popcorn when I'm reading the the posts.
Hopefully they're not all from Waldo.
Hopefully. We want,
Well, I mean, we like your posts, but it'd be nice to have more people.
I think it's Metal Snake Juice that is joining again. Let's hope so.
Yeah. Ah, it's all good. It's all good. But, yeah. So, everyone, say your goodbyes and where they can find you.
Well, people can find me at Gaming Union. My username is Roxas21691.
And, yeah? And Melissa?
You can find me on Gaming Union. My username is Emmy.
And you got Twitter, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And my Twitter is Fatal Flare.
Okay. And you can find me on the forums. My name is Bayhan, or username. And my Twitter handle is Juxtor, JUXTOR. So, yeah. Everyone, say your goodbyes.
Bye, everyone.
See ya.
And this is Bayhan signing off.